From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Last year, a group of aspiring young writers got together to work on a collection of short stories. Now there's a book out, and I spoke with one of the writers, 14-year-old Dylan Etienne. The Miami-Dade Public Library held this competition to become one of its young writers in residence. Yes. They got about 100 applications, mm-hmm. and 20 were named writers in residence. Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you hear about it?
It's kind of actually really funny. I was at Publix with my mom, and this lady just walked up to me and asked me if I enjoyed writing, and I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, well, there's this program going on at the library. And I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. So I went home, and I kind of took one of my old pieces, and I added to it and tweaked some parts, and a couple weeks later, I got my acceptance letter, so...
Was she just going up to every kid?
No, she looked like a bag lady. She had rags all over her body, and she had matted, dreadlocky hair, and she just walked up to me and asked me if I enjoyed writing, and I was like, okay.
What did you end up submitting?
I just started brainstorming ideas in my journal, and then I came up with this cool idea of a story of this young boy around 15, 16, and his best friend leaves him. And just his struggle to find himself and find her and go on this long adventure to find her. But it's a short story, so it kind of ends in a cliffhanger.
As part of this program, you were paired with a published young adult author.
Yeah.
Who was that author?
Pekla Magoon. She had these little bags made for us with pens and journals and everything. She ripped out pictures from magazines, and we could pick them out of the pile and just create a story out of those pictures. Or if we had a piece that we started at home, we could add on to that. Like, my submission was just like a couple of sentences at the first part of my story, and it became like a 7-page piece. So
maybe you can read a little bit of your story. What's the name of your story?
It's called Alaska. With my trusty reading light in hand, the dust poofs up around my feet as I scurry up the winding staircase 2 steps at a time. Clang. Of course, I'm such a klutz, I mumble as I lay on the cold metal steps after the fall, watching my flashlight grow smaller and smaller as my beacon of light got swallowed up by the dark abyss. A small light source, a pitch-black warehouse, and an extremely steep staircase. That, for me, is the perfect recipe for disaster.
That's wonderful. So Alaska is the name of the friend.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name?
I really don't like using names that are common. And one of my favorite authors, John Green, there's this one book that he wrote that I love. It's called Looking for Alaska. And that girl, she has problems and she runs away. And her name is Alaska. So that character is kind of based off of her.
Did your parents read to you at home?
Yeah, they read a lot. When I was younger in elementary school, every day after school, I'd be like, oh, can we go to the library? Can we go to the library? And they would be like, yeah. When I was younger, I always remember my mom sitting me in her lap, and she would be reading me like books. We would go to the library all the time, and I would get like stacks and stacks of books, and we'd read them all in one weekend or one night, and then go the next day and return them all and get new books. It's just a really great experience, and I love the library and books.
And now Dylan Etienne has his own story at the library, 50 copies, in fact. It's in a book with stories by the other young writers in residence. The book is called Happily After, A Crusade Against Clichés. Dylan is 14 and a student at Dash Design and Architecture Senior High. The library is hoping to do another Young Writers in Residence program. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.